time for the ladies to be heard. Welcome to Muscle Girls, Inc., presented by RxMuscle.com. You are about to hear two of the smartest and sexiest IFBB pros tell it like it is. Here are your hosts, Colette Nelson and Chrissy Chin.
Welcome to the 15th episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. My name is Colette Nelson, IFBB professional bodybuilder. And I'm joined by my super sexy co-host, Chrissy Chin, IFBB pro figure competitor. How you doing there, baby?
I'm doing great, and I gotta tell you that I'm absolutely loving the vanilla peanut butter ice slice.
You do? Did you? So you?
I love it.
Cool. I think it's like,
it tastes delicious.
It's an interesting flavor. I kind of think it's more like a Nutter Butter. Remember those things? Those Nutter Butter cookies?
Oh yes.
That's what it is. Which isn't, you know.
Oh yes.
Good enough for me, Chrissy. Good enough for me.
Oh, do I remember Nutter Butters?
Yeah, I know all too well. God. You know, this was an interesting weekend again. We had what I would like to call a more mellow weekend because we didn't have to travel. We didn't have a show. Mm-hmm. I wasn't doing hair and makeup at 4 in the morning. So that was a good thing. We had Billy Gunn's farewell dinner at the Outback on Saturday night. So it was interesting. It was fun, nice, and surreal. And, of course, Dave had to bring out the video camera, and Mr. G was out of control. But
I saw it. He had moved already. I saw it. Is this official? Goodbye.
Chrissy,
he's definitely moving.
This is official. It's
okay.
It's definitely the real deal. He's even I'm like across from him. I'm like, so Billy, you know, how's everything going? He's like, well, as soon as I get there, we're just going to get married. I'm like, you are? I'm like, Billy. And yeah, they're just going to do the justice of the peace and go right ahead. You know my feeling, Chrissy. I mean, you know, there's no reason to rush it. I think honestly, why not live, you know, together? And you know, I don't know, but you know me. I'm the anti-married Oh my gosh. If it's not broken, don't fix it. I'm not sure which way to look at this thing, but yeah, he's really fired up, like, to get married, like, right away.
Wow. Well, good luck to Billy.
Yep. And then Thursday night, you missed out, Chrissy, because I think you would have definitely fit in. What do you think, Jeff, as a pom-pom girl?
I think that Chrissy would have been the head pom-pom girl.
the captain.
I think
the
that everyone would have only saw Chrissy. Trust me on this one.
I definitely agree with you.
I sincerely say that if you saw the video, trust me.
Right. You would have been
I need to see it.
The captain of the cheerleaders, Chrissy, because we were at a fundraiser, like, basically it's, Jeff, I don't even know if you can explain this better than me.
Well, all I know is that the name of the charity is Shari's Angels, and I'll hand it over to you.
Thank you, Jeff. Shari's Angels. That's enough, Chris. You'll have to watch the video to find out more about it, but it was an interesting type of event at the Governor's Comedy Club. No, no less, the Governor's Comedy Club here in Long Island. Woo! Score.
So what do they fundraise money for?
Well, it's an interesting, it's a charity. It's a kind of a very rare disease where the brain grows outside of the skull. And it requires extensive surgery or what have you, and you get severe migraines. I mean, it's really a rare disease. So, you know, we had this little fundraiser Mr. G got himself involved in, and, you know, it was me and supposedly Nicole Bass. But, you know, Nicole has been out of the scene for a long time, and unfortunately, I guess Bob was ill. That's her husband, Bob Fuchs, and he, I guess, was in the hospital that night, so Nicole couldn't make it. So I was the only security guard protecting Mr. G. And then again, the cheerleaders, which you certainly would have been the captain of. And I mean, it was cute. It you know, it was what it was. It was Johnny Goomba. It was, who are the other comedians, Jeff?
Oh, well, I wasn't there for that rare
event.
Oh,
yes. Jeff was suffering from sciatica.
But hey, listen.
What?
Hey.
What is you two are falling apart over there? One week it's Clint's back. The other week it's Jeff with sciatica.
Where's Chrissy Chin, the PT person over here, taking care of us?
You know what it is, Chrissy? It's like a nonstop environment, so then you think you can still work out and eat at the same time.
It's
it
true.
Doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
You need that extra day, and there is no extra days in the Palumbo household. But
no extra days, Chrissy. Last but not least, I really let down a very good friend that you and I know very well, Steve Winterstrom. I wanted to attend the Carla Dunlap's induction ceremony in Newark, New Jersey, which is literally like maybe an hour and 20 minutes away. And it was the same day as the farewell dinner, and I couldn't miss that. You know, not everything that Billy's done for us and everything. So I missed it, Chrissy. So I would like to get some details, because I didn't actually get them for this show, but maybe I'll get them for next show. But she, you know, has been around the scene forever. Carla Dunlap won the Miss Olympia many, many years ago. And so I missed it, Chrissy. What kid am I? I'm terrible.
You're one person. You can't be in multiple places.
I know. I try. Well, anyway, what did you do? Forget about me. Enough about me, Chrissy. What about you?
No, it's never enough about you.
Oh, my God.
I had a relaxing weekend just like you, and I'm really thankful because July, I know almost every weekend we're somewhere, so to have some downtime is absolutely perfect.
So did you and Troy get to gaze into each other's eyes?
All day and all night. It was awesome.
That's good. You need some gazing time. Gazing is good. That's our joke around here.
Troy's limping around right now because we actually started doing sprint training, and he's like, oh my God, he has my hamstrings, my butt, the bottoms of my feet. He's falling apart. He's hurting everywhere.
See? Same thing's going on over there. They're self-inducing pain. Well, you know, Chrissy, today, I think our Today show is a great show. It's really interesting because we are expressing ourselves in a way with bringing on some teenagers on the show. And I love this. We have our 16-year, I'm calling it the Sweet 16 show, because we've got Ariel Kadar and Melody Mello, which we will get their names right when we get them on as guests.
Uh-huh.
But they're both 16-year-old phenoms, as Ariel just won the Atlantic States, and Melody is a champion power lifter, lifting lifts that, I mean, I am shocked at only 16 years old. You know, she'll be here to talk about that. And the two of these girls, Chrissy, the focus at 16 years old, that's what I really want to accentuate here, is like the focus that these girls have at such a young age, and they're so empowered by physical training and in the gym. And I think it's such a positive thing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you told me they were going to be on, you know, I watched some videos on them and read about them a little bit. And I was impressed because I was at 16. I know I didn't have that focus yet. So for them to be starting at such a young age, I think it's absolutely wonderful.
I love it. I think we'll find them interesting. I know that the boards have been finding them very interesting, which is, you guys got to watch this. You know, it's the boys out there. We got to keep them in check, Chrissy.
I mean, got to watch those boys.
Yes, we do. It's like the Britney Spears thing all over again with our little 16-year-olds.
Especially that Jeff, the producer.
I know that Jeff, the producer.
Hey. You know what? I actually knew ahead of time, so I kept my compliments correct. And I just want to say that I wish I had that focus at 16, too, because I wasn't focusing on physique competition. I'll tell you that much.
It's amazing.
What were you focusing on, Jeff?
Well, I don't know. Jeff. As a little boy at 16, I'd probably be watching the fitness competitor.
Exactly. I love it. Well, you know, I also want to thank, of course, ALRI Industries for keeping the dream alive over here, because now I'm officially addicted to Chained Out. And this is it was a problem before, but now it's the answer. I've completely decided it's the answer. And I actually am getting a couple of my girls that are getting ready for shows, like Chris Sable. I'm going to mention her name because she's going to be buying ALRI Chained Out this week. She'll be using it. And I got my other girl. I've started working with Shauna Mendelson. She's a power lifter out here, and she's starting to use Chained Out. So it's catching on out here in the East Coast. So make sure Arthur knows that. It's good
yeah.
stuff.
Well, I saw Arthur over the weekend, and he said that WTF is shortly going to be out. So going to be the pre-workout. So I think you're going to be really, really happy with that.
I got to get my power lifter. Yeah, this girl, Shauna, is going to love that. So that's great news. And then, of course, JoJo's energy drink. I mean, they're everywhere, Chrissy. Of course, we haven't gotten you anything yet, Chrissy. We suck out here.
Come on. You can't forget about me here on the West Coast.
But we are definitely, I mean, Jeff, I don't know about you, but I'm seeing them everywhere.
Okay, Colette, you know, we got to go into our Did You Knows. And, you know, I was reading on RX Muscle, and I think some of the feces ones that we were talking about, people were like, that was a little bit too much. And I was picturing, I was like, yeah, actually, it's kind of gross. So I made sure I stayed away from the feces.
Hey, but Chrissy, we report the news, man. We can't help what's in the news. Hey.
There are people out there doing it. We're not telling them to do it.
Nope. We report the news here, no matter how sick it is.
And a lot of it is sick. Like the first one. Listen to this one. This is why, you know, I'm very happy that I moved out of Florida. Because this man was charged with attacking his girlfriend with a machete. Okay, so what he did was he attacked his girlfriend. They didn't disclose what reason it was for, with the machete, and he chopped off 4 of her 5 fingers on one hand.
What? A machete. Where do you even get a machete, you know? well, how about this one, Chrissy? Maid charged with I mean, this is unbelievable when I tell you this, but Maid was charged with adding menstrual blood to food. But let me make this clear. So she, in a bizarre attempt to improve her relationship with her employer, okay? This was an Indonesian maid, and this has appeared in the Hong Kong court. She's accused of adding this menstrual blood to the employer's food. She's 26. She mixed the menstrual blood in a pot of vegetables, and she thought this was going to improve the relations between herself and her employee. Now, I mean, I guess in Asian cultures, menstrual blood is thought to have special powers. I mean, Chrissy, I want to talk to you about this. Give me the deal. I mean, has Troy tasted any of your menstrual flow?
How do you think I got Troy off his feet? How do you think I got Troy?
I figured it had to be something. I mean, did you ever know that about Asian? I mean, the menstrual blood is thought to have special powers?
I'm telling you, that's how I got Troy. He thought it was salt on his chicken.
Oh, my gosh. This is the gift that keeps giving. So, yeah, he found suspicious things floating in the mixed vegetables in the water. And that was exactly the deal. So I thought you'd find that interesting, Muscle Girls Inc. listeners.
That is kind of gross.
Yeah.
Well, we also found another one along in the Asian culture. So this girl was 19 years old. She was a college student, and she decides to go to a local, like, center square where they have, you know, those water fountains, like those big water fountains, and sometimes they do, like, displays, and they make a show out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So supposedly she was in this local center watching the show in China, and then her and her friends were just playing around the water area, you know, just having fun, and then all of a sudden she was struck by a powerful burst of water that threw her up in the air. So supposedly, after she got thrown up in the air and she fell, she started having severe, severe stomach pains, and she was bleeding, like, badly. So they rushed her to the hospital, and believe it or not, that the doctors concluded that the fountain's water pressure actually tore her vagina and damaged her intestines.
No, okay. This sounds crazy, but I could believe that could happen, because those water fountains, like the ones in, they're powerful, Chrissy. Think about how much they have to shoot up in the air.
I know. So I was like, wow. And they actually had pictures, and I was looking at the pictures, and I was like, wow. She had to have 3 surgeries to repair all the damage.
Oh,
she has
no.
really bad scars. So now she's suing the owners of that fountain for about $24,500.
Wow. You know what? That isn't even a lot of money, honestly. If you think about it, what that just put her through.
Yeah, I have to send you the picture of the scars. I was like, wow, it's bad, bad, bad. Really bad.
Well, Chrissy, I don't know about you, but, you know, I sometimes at night, I'm sifting through YouTube, usually to watch actually posing routines, because that helps me, inspire me to actually choreograph routines. But, I mean, if you get yourself crazy looking on the YouTube, people are, you know, everybody wants to be famous. Everybody's a voyeur. It's amazing. But when you hear this, a 20-year-old man was accused of sexually assaulting a woman in Phoenix. This is, you know, right here in our backyards almost. And posting the video assault on the internet. So this man actually, he basically streamed the video of a rape on the web, Chrissy, and bragging to everybody that was logging on and watching. And the victim had said that basically they had been dating for 2 weeks or so, but then he allegedly set up the webcam in the bedroom. They were drinking. He waited for her to pass out, and then he had sex with her. I mean, you know, it's just, it's really disgusting. And
of course, the men should be bragging about it.
Right. Investigators obtained the warrant for the videos and hosting information. And basically, there's some charges here. And he thinks there's other victims, too, which I wouldn't doubt. Because people are sick. They're sick.
Yeah, and they're using the internet to, you know, show the stuff that they're doing. And speaking of internet, the next one, believe it or not, this gentleman in North Carolina, Kannapolis, North Carolina, he actually used Craigslist, that online advertising, to find another man to rape his wife in the couple's home. Okay, so he's facing first-degree rape and other charges, but supposedly his wife had called the police Sunday morning, and she said that a gentleman came into their home with a knife and raped her in the bedroom. And her husband was in the room. So her husband was watching this as it was happening. They had 2 young kids at home, but luckily the kids didn't know what was going on. But, yeah, so that gentleman, that husband, he is now in jail on a $200,000 bond.
Wow. That's, you know, it goes right back to me. These people have children. Remember last week? Some people should not be having children.
Absolutely not.
It's not right. It's totally not right.
Absolutely not.
Well, let's go on to an even more thrilling segment. what's in the email bag? And Chrissy, I think you and I must have a discussion because you emailed me late last night. Susie Chang is at it again. This is an avid listener, man. She listens to every little detail, point by point. Did you read that?
Oh, I know. And she's very critical.
Wow,
so I want to make sure
critical.
That we got to watch what we say.
We
she
do have to.
Us, I think, three times, didn't
three
she?
Times. Jeff, it was intense.
Oh, I'm very excited to hear what she has to say.
Well, I have one that's even more exciting from another relative of hers, I think. And Chrissy, wait till you hear this one that I got. Because we won't go into Susie Chang's basically point by point, but we do appreciate that she listens so intently.
So you got one from another family member.
Oh,
first.
Wait till you hear that. This is good. Ann listen, Ann Po Sang. That's who wrote the one. And Jeff is definitely referencing this one, Chrissy. It's very good.
Oh, God.
And before I do say it, I must say, Sarah, I'm telling you, this person's in China or wherever. Don't worry about it. All right. So anyway, Chrissy, what do you got for me?
Oh, you want me to go first? I was getting all excited to hear yours.
I'm going to save it, the thrill.
Oh, jeez.
I think yours is very interesting because I think it parlays from last week.
Oh, yes. You know, last week, remember, we talked about the gentleman that got really upset at us saying that Muscle Girls, Inc. is ruining his marriage. It's ruining his anal sex night. You know, his name was George. So, you know, and I got another email from him the second time saying that he was upset we didn't mention the week before. So that's why I mentioned him last week. And then his wife decides to email me and George back.
Really?
So she, yes. Her name is Marcia. And she was asking George, wow, are you losing your mind? You even made up this last name for the email. That's why I didn't even recognize that email name. I can't believe you're out of control. You know, all I wanted to do was start figure. And it takes only 90 minutes of my day. Then she goes on and saying, you know, it doesn't mean that the marriage is going to go down the tubes. It only takes 90 minutes of my time. She's like, you know, and as far as the email goes, this is her answer back to George's email.
Right.
She's like, I don't mind giving my man a bob job or occasionally spreading my butt cheeks. But if I'm showered, dolled up, smelling pretty, why do I have to do it with a sweaty, smelly man covered in dirty overalls?
Not good. Not a good visual right there.
So, you know, so she's just saying that, you know, she's speaking her mind, saying that she's not going to let down. You know, I guess after all the years that he's been stepping all over, walking all over, getting the way he wants, she's finally standing up for herself, which is great.
Yeah, we believe in that. That's why we're here. We're all into, like, empowering women. So go, Marcia.
Yeah, go, Marcia. Okay, tell me.
Okay, here we go. My grandmother, Ann Po Sang, that's a great name, by the way, 81 years old. She is a gray woman originally from a fishing village in Vietnam, Chrissy. She's also going into the gym for about 6 months now, and she wants to compete in female bodybuilding. She's 5'1", 120, up 8 pounds from start. And she just started a cycle of Anavar and Trends. People say we never mention drugs. There they are. She is also wanting breast implants and wants to get a vagiplasty to recreate her hymen for the youth effect. As she wants to sell her virginity on eBay to fuel her bodybuilding career for 2010, she also wants to meet Jeff, the producer, and ride his face all night long. Thank you.
I finally crossed the over 80.
Yes.
Thank God.
Over 80.
Oh, wow.
All night long, Jeff. All night long.
Yeah. Wow.
Can you imagine an 81-year-old just riding your face?
I cannot and I will not.
With the Chrissy, with the vagiplasty. Nice. Jeff, it's like brand new, Jeff. It's like brand new.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Oh, Jeff, you have some fans.
He's officially part of the family, huh?
He is definitely official. I'm telling you, Chrissy. I mean, Ann Po Sang. Go, girl. Go, girl. I'll get you that email later, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's the gift that keeps giving, Chrissy.
Oh,
it's a good show today.
Those are good. Those were good.
Not bad, right?
I really like those. Well, this is going to be an interesting forum question that we have for our listeners this week. So this week's forum question you actually sent to me, which you received through the RX Muscle website. And the question goes, assuming a male-to-female transsexual person were to compete for either an NPC as an amateur or as a national level in full expectation of IFBB Pro Card, what response would you expect from the Federation? Okay, now they also go on a little bit and say, you know, the sport of bodybuilding has been, you know, has had openly gay bodybuilders like Mr. Olympia, Chris Dickerson, and Mr. Universe, Bob Paris. And then they say that, you know, because the female-to-male surgery is still not either practically even safe, but because the controversy, you know, is becoming more and more common, they want to know, would the Federation either A, integrate the post-op females, B, segregate the post-op females, or C, fully exclude the post-op females?
I mean, what a good question. Because, you know, Chrissy, I am under the awareness, not necessarily 100%, but that there is a transgender that does compete at the regional level. So I am, yes, I'm actively seeking out this individual because I would like to have them on the air, actually. But, you know, Chrissy, this is a, you know, this is interesting because this is actually very relevant because Chaz, you know, which is Cher's daughter, now going to be transgender from a female to a male. This is happening right now in the news right now. And if you truly feel, I mean, this is a very controversial segment, you know, subject, because, I mean, look, if you're born a man and you truly feel like a woman, and I used to live in Chelsea and I used to live in the Village, and there were men that, like, really felt that they were given another identity and they just did not relate to being a male. They related to being a female. I mean, and if you go through the whole transition from a male to a female, and I don't know about you, but Chrissy, some of these transgenders are drop dead gorgeous, right or wrong? Just answer that question.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I've met a couple, and I was like, well, you are not a male.
And there's no way. Their skin is soft. They're, like, supple. I mean, it's like, I even hate to speak out on this, but I really feel it, at that point, if you've gone through the operation and you truly believe in your mind, your heart, and your soul that you are a woman, should you be segregated? I don't think so. I mean, shouldn't you be able to compete? I mean, we have wheelchairs. We have people that have no arms competing. We have, you know, people with scars up through their abdominal wall, all over their body. And is it, I mean, I could just see, just because it's so catty, because they are, some of them are just drop dead beautiful. They feel that maybe they're at an advantage, or I'm not sure where this could go, but I honestly feel that it's like equal rights. That, I mean, at that point, once they have a chance, they go to the women's bathroom. Right? They go into a woman. They are truly transformed into the women's society. So I think they should be able to compete.
I wonder if they would openly say that they are.
That is the issue. And that is what I've heard, that we do have one that does compete. And that's the, I don't know if they would keep that under wraps.
Are they open about it?
See, that's the thing. I don't know. See, there could be some right now, more than we even know about. That were.
See, if you can find them, I know you.
Yeah, you know, if anybody can do it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I know you can do it.
I'd like to hear what they have to say.
Yeah,
but what do you think? I mean, you're kind of like around it. What do you think? Should, I mean, especially being a figure competitor, if you were competing and someone was, you knew, was a man but now a female, and something about that, sometimes they just have these striking features. I don't know why this is. I think because they so desire being a woman so much that they've perfected it. Do you know what I mean? Like, they have perfected every nuance of being a woman. They almost embrace it more than a woman would. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I met one that I am telling you, Colette, and she sang. Oh, well, I should say he sang, but he had this operation. He was taking all these hormone treatments. He had boob implants. He said he, you know, got rid of his penis and, you know, has a vagina now. And he said, you know, that he loves being a female. He always thought that he was a woman. And when he sang, he would never think that that was a male. And she was gorgeous.
I know.
Like, I was like, there's just no way.
Chrissy, I'm telling you, I bet there's more in the Federation competing than we know about. It's, you never know. Because you just don't know. I mean, Jeff, do you think you could honestly spot one, I mean, that
well,
is...
You see, like, the thing is, no, because if they embrace it like you said, and they, you know, again, if you believe that you're something, you go for it, knock yourself out. If that's the life you want to go to, I have no problem with it. But I honestly, with my like opinion of this, they should just go ahead and do it and not even announce anything.
Not even announce it, I agree.
Just embrace it and live your life.
Yep, Chrissy, I think that's the way to end the segment. You know what? It's nobody's business. It is nobody's freaking business. So, you know, live your life, do what you want to do. I think that's exactly the way to handle it.
Yeah, you know, everyone just wants to be happy. And if that's what makes that person happy to have that surgery and, you know, do that, then by all means, you know. I just want everyone to be happy, Clay.
Yeah, I know. God, so do I. I wake up in the morning, I just want everybody to smile. Just put a smile on your face, right? Turn that frown upside down. Well, on that fabulous note, Chrissy, good show today. We've got amazing 16-year-olds on today, the Sweet 16 Day. And let's take a little break to show our sponsor some love, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Sounds great.
Muscle Girls, Inc.
ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
If you're a serious athlete, you know you need energy to keep going. Good energy.
I got that JoJo swagger.
JoJo Energy Drink has it, with only 4 calories and no sugar, essential antioxidants, acai berry, and green tea extracts in pure spring water. And with flavor infusion technology, it's always 100% fresh. Oh yeah, with 6 incredible flavors, JoJo Energy Drink tastes awesome. Now you've got a new workout partner. Get good energy. Get JoJo Energy Drink. Available at JoJoEnergy.com.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Hi, this is Monica Brand, and you're listening to Muscle Girls, Inc. with Colette and Chrissy.
Imagine going to high school, and all a kid cared about is getting to the gym and lifting really heavy weights. This 16-year-old strong woman would rather bench over 225, squat 405, and deadlift 425 than go to parties, hang out with friends, or go to dances. This muscle diva has a bright future in the world of strength and fitness competitions. She believes in her dreams, and nothing's impossible for our next guest. Please welcome to our show, Melody Mello. Hi, Melody.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Just got out of school. Pretty tired.
I know. Uh-oh. You guys have, like, finals right now. Is that true, Melody?
Well, today was actually our last day, and this whole week and next week is finals, just testing and just nerve-wracking.
And, like, what? 16 years old, what are you, a junior in high school?
No, I'm actually a sophomore.
Sophomore, my God. Chrissy, go back to being a sophomore in high school.
I wish I was.
Let me tell you something, Melody. The best years of your life, do not wish to be a day older. I'm cherish every minute of it. I am telling you, because tomorrow morning you're going to wake up and you're going to be 35.
I know, everyone tells me that.
So true. Oh, God.
Well, Melody, let me ask, all right, going back in August of 2006, please tell us what happened that made you gravitate toward weight training.
Well, my parents actually powerlift, and my dad has been lifting since he's been 17, and he got my mom into it about 6-7 years ago, uh-huh. And I've always saw her in the competitions and in the gym, and I was in the sports. I used to play, like, soccer and basketball. And I realized that, like, when I went to the gym with her, that I liked what she was doing, her slapping around the chalk and the ammonia and just throwing the weights around. And I was talking to my dad about it. I was like, well, can you actually get me a member for this gym and, you know, get me going? And at first I didn't, you know, think I would be holding a record or lifting this much, but, like, a week into it, I just got really, really into it, and I just didn't want to stop. You know, I loved it. And I gave up a lot. Like, I didn't want to hang out with friends or anything, and I just wanted to go to the gym.
So that was 3 years ago. So that makes you, what, four? I can't even do math. That's pathetic. Like, what, were you 13, 14 then at that time?
Yeah, I was, yeah, 13.
Wow. So 13 years old, you fell in love at the gym, and now you're 16. And, it, I mean, at what period, how did you, these, I mean, I know I lift pretty heavy, and I'm looking at the list you can do. And I started lifting when I was 19, and I wasn't able to put up, man, I'm trying to think of when I was doing for, it took me maybe about 5 years, I guess. And then I maybe was doing, I still, you know what, I still can't squat 405, so I'm pathetic at that. But, I mean, I could bench press 315, I think, when I was about 27, and then deadlift 425. I maybe did that once in my, I mean, it took a long time to get the strength. How long did this take you to start just really doing this?
For the actual lift to get up to my maxes, it took me at least within last year. I got, like, real serious into my max, and just, like, I just keep with my routine, and every time I do the routine, I just keep going up and lift, and I never stop until I can get a personal record each time. And if I don't, I get really, really frustrated because I just want to do good, you know?
So tell us, I was watching your videos. Tell us about, and I did this way back in, like, I went to college, like, 1993 or something, and they were snapping this ammonia. And I didn't really do powerlifting, but I did many powerlifting meets at this powerhouse gym where I trained. And we would just do them on Saturdays and Sundays. It was really a lot of fun. And they did this thing. They're like, just breathe this in, and you're like, magic things are going to happen. I mean, how does that work?
Well, when I first smelled it, I was, like, going to pass out because I smelled it really hard, and I didn't know what it was. And me being nosy, I opened the box, and I just started sniffing it. And I was like, I never want to do that again. But then I did it in the meet, and I just woke me up. I don't know, just adrenaline rush. I love it. And then, like, the hardcore, like, Metallica playing. It was everything. I loved it.
It's great.
Wait, so they make you sniff that before you do your lift?
Well, they don't make me. I just do it because it just pumps me up. But, yeah, I do it before I lift and then after.
Chrissy, okay. It's pretty crazy. I know it sounds on you. I didn't know anything. When I saw her do it, they really do this. I mean, a lot of powerlifters, mm-hmm. that's part of the, and it just really kind of gets you, like, I don't know, like, it psychs you up. It's like you said, it's like an adrenaline flight or fight response. You just fire it up after you do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Powerlifting.
Melody, let me ask you, so you do powerlifting competitions, so how many have you been involved in so far?
I think almost 15, around there.
Wow.
Yep, I started the first year I was lifting, so.
You have to have records, then, personal records at 16, don't you? I mean, who's doing this at 16?
I know, no one looks at me and can think that she can lift that much weight, but I take it pretty serious, yeah, so.
Oh, yeah. Now, what about Olympic lifts? Now, you could do the Olympics. You know this, right? If you really started practicing. I know powerlifting and Olympic lifting is very different, but have you mm-hmm. thought about that?
I did. I actually talked to my dad about it. He goes, that's a whole different other training, and we'll talk about it, but I would want to, you know.
Uh-huh. Melody, think about it, the Olympics. It would be like a dream. I mean, you could do it. I mean, you're so young. You've gotten so much base strength from powerlifting. I mean, I know it's what, the clean and jerk. It's, I mean, those lifts are crazy that you do mm-hmm. in the Olympics.
I would love to do it.
I don't know. You're a dreamer, man. You got to dream big. I think you could do it.
I hope. I'm going to try it. We'll see.
Yeah, you're so young.
So are the Olympic lifts different than the lift that you're doing now for the powerlifting events?
Yeah, it's a lot different. A lot different, like, techniques and stuff. So,
you
and my
might
dad just always thinks about powerlifting, so he doesn't want me to get hurt. And I'm like, well, just try it, you know?
I mean, have you, at 16, I mean, have you had any injuries? I mean, how are you doing?
Yeah, my wrists are really, like, I have tendonitis on my both wrists, and I just fight through it because, you know, benching my shoulder from snowboarding accident a couple years back, And I went once, and I got into an accident, and it just, you know, it gets tightened up, and the wrist wraps just doesn't really help, but I just push through it, you know? So that's the only major injuries I have, really.
And how did you learn how to wear these crazy suits? I mean, you wear the chest, the bench shirt, right, and the squat suit and all that?
Yep, and metal. And well, my dad brought the deadlift suit home one day, and I was like, you really think I'm going to wear that? He goes, you have to wear it in the meet if you, like, get support and stuff. So I put it on. I was like, Dad, I look retarded. And he put the belt on, and when I did the lift, it felt a lot better. You know, I felt supported, so...
Now, how much do you think that gains in poundages? I mean...
Honestly, I think maybe around 40, 50 pounds.
Wow. Yeah, it does help then.
Yeah, it really does.
A lot, yeah.
So, Jeff, I get the bench shirt. I might be able to do 315 again, even with torn labrums and a messed up shoulder.
315?
Chrissy, that's how it was my demise, actually. I put up... See, Melody, I have long arms, and it was like my dream to be able to bench 315, and I did it, but the problem is I really biomechanically am not great to benching. And that's how I tore both of my labrums. Don't let that happen to you.
Oh, Jesus,
don't. Don't do it. Don't let it. You got to be really tight on that bench. It's almost like once you let that shoulder girdle go, it was a bad situation.
Mm-hmm. I get really nervous benching, so.
Yeah, I hear you.
Melody, you're obviously very strong. I was watching your videos. You're absolutely incredible. And we actually had another incredible lady on the show named Crystal West, who almost broke the world records for pull-ups. Have you ever looked into possibly breaking any world records for someone your age?
Oh, yeah, I would love to.
Yeah, you got to look at the Guinness Book of World Records. You should, I mean, I'm not, remember Crystal?
She can make it happen.
I know, because this Crystal West lady was on our show, and she just... had it in her mind, she, you know, with the Guinness Book of World Record, and she did, like, something ridiculous, like, I don't know if you can remember, Chrissy, what, like, 300 pull-ups in, like, an hour? I mean, it's unbelievable how much she did.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that would be, I mean, at 16, we got to look into that.
Well, definitely.
I'm going to send you, if I find something before you, but you should just, what you do is, do you know how crazy this is? You would literally just videotape yourself doing it, and you send it into Guinness Book. It's not even like you have to make a big deal. You just have a record of it, a witness, a videotape, and what you set out to do, and then you can send it into Guinness. And, you know, you could get in the Guinness Book of World Records. How cool is that?
Well, let's do it. I would love to do it.
You know what Colette's going to be at your house.
I know, I will be with a freaking video camera. Okay, Melody, that's it, man. I've had enough of this. You ready?
And it's time for you to break records.
And she's in New York, Chrissy. I could do it. I could definitely do it. You better look out there, Melody. Yeah, it's over. We got my RX Muscle crew with the video camera. A witness.
Oh, I would love
it. We're breaking records.
Well, let's do it.
Well, let's describe first your typical... Here you are. You're in high school. I mean, me and Chrissy were talking about this before you got on. I'm trying to think about when I was in high school, and I was a pretty focused high schooler, but, I mean, the type of focus that it takes with this type of training, it's you know, it's like a whole nother world. I mean, high school is about partying. It's about drinking. It's about having fun. It's about dances. It's about... football games, going out with cheesy boyfriends. How do you keep it together? And give me a typical, like, school week and typical training week.
Okay, well, I'll start with my school week then. Usually I'll go to school, and the whole day in school I just think about, I want to get out of here and get to the gym. So I'm focused in classes, but all I talk about all day is working out, and my friends get sick of it. So
I mean, do any of your friends train?
Nope. No one in school.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's a small school, but I'll go to class, and I work on a regular basis because I'm trying to save up money, you know, like a regular teenager for a car. And I'll go to the gym around 5:30 till maybe 8 or 9 around there. And I'll come home, I'll study for a little bit, then I'm extremely tired, shower, go to bed. Then I'll do it again and again. And on weekends, here and there, I'll hang out with friends, but nothing like, you know, partying and staying up, you know, late, because I'll go with my dad in the morning. Saturday mornings around 8 o'clock to the gym till about noon, maybe. And then I'll go straight to work. And Sundays, 11 to about 2. And then I'll go to work. So that's my week, pretty much.
So there's no drinking. There's no time to go drinking.
No, not at all. No one ever sees me at
a party. Smoking pot or doing any drugs. You can't do it if you're in a train.
No, not at all. When people look at me, they're like, yeah, I've been to a party, but they tried handing me a drink, and I'm like, no.
You're not drinking when you got a deadlift 405 pounds the next morning. You're not doing it.
Nope, yeah. Not at all. And people don't even bother to ask me to go because I'll just look at them and laugh.
Now, what about, like, do you feel... Like, I don't know. I mean, I went to college. I started training when I was 19, and I was at Michigan State, like, the biggest party school. And I didn't drink, actually, for that reason, because I trained with some really hardcore people, and I couldn't do the workouts if I was drinking the night before. But do you feel like an outcast at all? I mean, how do you feel? Like, do you relate to your friends?
Yeah, I do, and I actually don't feel like an outcast. I feel kind of unique because you don't see many girls doing this and taking it as serious as I do, you know? A lot of girls out there, all you hear about is, like, hooking up or getting really drunk, and I just look at them, it's like, I don't want to be known as that, you know? So in school, people know me as, you know, the lift, and they don't ask me, hey, what'd you do this weekend? They come up to me and, hey, what's your best lift?
You know? It sounds like you actually have more respect. I think that's cool, because they probably, I bet, like, the student body probably looks at you like, oh my God, she's like She-Ra, right?
Yeah, well... You know, it's, there's just some sacrifices you have to make to get far in life, and you do have to start young nowadays, you know? So I've always, always wanted to just be with the pros. Like, my idol of all time is Jay Cutler and Mal Chancy, and I actually talked to Mal Chancy, and he's going to send me and my father out in July to train with him, because we talk about it all the time, and I'm like, listen, this is all I live for. Like, I don't even care about drinking or partying or hanging out with friends. I just want to lift and just go far in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's such a positive. We forget, like, and I know when I started weight training and I was 19, it just changed my life. And it changed everything, how I looked at things and how I looked at my focus and what I wanted to do with my life. And it's such an empowering thing. And I think it's great to get that at such a young age. You know, and I could see you. When I read your bio, you were really thinking about doing, like, motivational speaking or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I would love to go to, like, all around schools and just be like, listen, you don't have to open your legs to guys. Go under the squat bar. Go into training. Go do something like that. Because, like, my federation and this I don't know if you've heard of BDU.
No, what's that?
Team BDU, it's like a little organization of a whole bunch of powerlifters everywhere, and they were telling me to, you know, about it, and they told me to say that to girls, to be a motivator speaker like that, and I told them, like, I actually want to do that, because I'm sure I could inspire people, and I'm sure a lot of girls out there have potential to do that, but they just don't see it, you know what I mean? So I would love to do that, just.
I think it would be great. I think teenagers need that these days.
They do. There's so much loss of...
They're so much more different now than they were when we were growing up, Claude, I tell you.
Totally.
Yeah, so I think she would be great at doing it. Melody, I think that's a wonderful idea.
I would love to do it.
Well, speaking about pros, and you mentioned Jay Cutler, so do you ever... Obviously, you have a nice amount of muscle, and you're only 16, so you have a bright future ahead of you. Can you ever see yourself maybe possibly competing on a bodybuilding stage?
Actually, yeah, and I was telling my dad about that, and he goes, if you really want to do it, then you have to sit back for powerlifting because it takes time with the diet, and you're going to lose muscle strength, and you just got to get used to everything, and he thinks I can do it, but I'm so nervous of not being able to go back into picking up 420, you know what I mean, and doing good in my competition.
It's an interesting, I'm actually working with Shauna Mendelson, actually, out here in Long Island, New York, and she's actually broke some pretty serious powerlifting records, squat 600. I mean, you know, I just met her the other day, and she wants to do a bodybuilding show for the first time, and she's having a major problem because she wants to think she can get in the gym and still squat 600 while on a very strict diet. And bodybuilding and powerlifting, I mean, I'm one of the stronger bodybuilders. I just love to lift heavy, but you got to say to yourself, how you look is 85% diet. And it's a total mental strain because you're empowered by how much weight you can lift, and you have to become empowered by how great your body looks. And you have to kind of sacrifice that strength in the gym and say, the diet is everything. I have to stay on the diet. You can't feed the training because that's kind of what you have to do. I mean, to lift what you're lifting, you've got to feed the training, which I guess would, you know, maybe segue me into what do you eat, Melody, on a daily basis?
Well, where I work is like a little pizza sub shop.
Okay.
So the guys there are constantly making me like food, and like my mom will come down and bring steak. I eat about 6 meals a day. And when I mean meals, I mean like steak, mashed potatoes, broccoli, you know, like full meals. I'm constantly eating, and I definitely try to stay away from like McDonald's and stuff, but here and there, I will go and get those calories. You know what I mean?
Well, what's your height and weight, out of curiosity?
I weigh right now 145, and I'm 5'2".
145 and 5'2". Yeah, you're a thick little thing over there.
5'2 or 5'6?
5'2.
5'2.
Yeah, that's a lot of muscle. I mean, if you did a bodybuilding show, Melody, let's say, and you would pretty much be guaranteed you'd have to lose maybe 25, 30 pounds. I lose 40, but I get up there in the off season. But, I mean, it's a definite change of thinking. But I think, you know, you give yourself, you know, train like an animal and think about bodybuilding, you know, after you've really solidified all that muscle, because that's like such, you'll have such mature muscle, like say when you're 18, 19, 20, and then you venture into bodybuilding. Because the dieting for bodybuilding is absolutely brutal.
Oh, I've heard.
And definitely.
I've heard.
It's definitely brutal.
But, you know, Melody, there are bodybuilders that are actually doing powerlifting during their off season from bodybuilding and compete as bodybuilders. And we just had one recently on the show, Jen Cowan, who's amazing, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I would love to do it. It would be fun. I think it would be an amazing experience, so.
I'm telling you, you don't see it anymore. Do you look around at what 16-year-olds are doing these days? They're having babies. They're doing drugs. They're out partying. They're staying up late. It's such a shame.
Well, when they want to hang out, I always tell them, like, listen, this is my routine. I have to wake up early. You can either hang out or you go do what you want to do. And when they ask me to go to parties, they just definitely know I'm not going to go. Because I work and I just want to lift. That's all I care about pretty much is just lifting.
Well, you are an inspiration to both Chrissy and I. And everyone that listens is going to be amazed that this is coming from a 16-year-old's voice. But I'm looking forward to you sending in this video. Tell your dad and your mom, we are so excited. This is going to be great publicity for you. And if there's anything ever we can do here over at RX Muscle, please let us know, because, you know, you have a bright future, and I look forward to, in my lifetime, seeing you one day on a bodybuilding stage. I think it would be so great.
Well, thank you so much.
And definitely keep in touch with both Chrissy and I, and we really enjoyed having you on, and I know it was a big day with you at school and everything, so we really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
Muscle Girls, Inc.
ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, author L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent, legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
If you're a serious athlete, you know you need energy to keep going. Good energy.
I got that JoJo swagger.
JoJo Energy Drink has it, with only 4 calories and no sugar, essential antioxidants, acai berry, and green tea extracts in pure spring water. And with flavor infusion technology, it's always 100% fresh. Oh yeah, with 6 incredible flavors, JoJo Energy Drink tastes awesome. Now you've got a new workout partner. Get good energy. Get JoJo Energy Drink. Available at JoJoEnergy.com.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking, and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Hi, this is photographer J.M. Mannion, and you're listening to Muscle Girls, Inc. with Colette and Chrissy.
This 16-year-old fitness phenomenon from Long Island, New York, just won first place at the fitness division at the NPC Atlantic States Championships. Not only is she a fitness competitor, she is also a level 10 gymnast and holds a second-degree black belt in Taekwondo and was almost on the national team. She has also won numerous titles such as Miss Junior Fitness International and Miss Junior Fitness America. She also won the overall in her first figure competition in 2007 at the Empire States Championships. Besides being a fitness fiend, Ariel puts her beautiful exotic looks to good use by competing in beauty pageants, and she was awarded Best Model and Best Eyes numerous times and crowned Miss Westchester. Wow. Welcome to Muscle Girls, Inc., Ariel. What a bio for 16.
I know. Thank you.
Gosh, Chrissy, I can't even say all that about myself, and I'm 35.
No, she's achieved a lot already at 16.
I know.
And more to come.
Yeah, so, you know, so Ariel, you just won the Atlantic States. You've got a lot of titles back from other organizations, and now you have the opportunity to win a pro card at the Junior Nationals this coming weekend. I mean, how do you feel about that?
You know, I'm not really going in there trying to say I want to get my pro card. I'm just trying to go in there to do my best. And wherever that brings me is where I'll end up. You know, I'd love to get my pro card, but I'd also love to do my best. So we'll see what happens.
And so humble. I love that.
I know. And this is your first national show?
Well, I did the Team Universe last year for figure, but this is my first national show for fitness and NPC.
And Ariel, why did you want to do figure? And with such an extensive background in gymnastics?
Well, actually, last summer I had was taking some time off from gymnastics because I had a bunch of ankle injuries, and I really couldn't do fitness. And the reason why I was doing figure was to take off some of that pressure on my ankles and just to get back into to keep in shape without doing gymnastics. And
gotcha.
So figure was the way to go.
That makes sense, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, talking about your gymnastics background, what exactly is a level 10 gymnast, and how long did it take you to achieve that?
Well, a level 10 gymnast, you know, there's 10 levels in gymnastics, and each level is a different, you know, each level gets harder and harder. And when you get to level 10, that's basically the highest level you can go in junior Olympic gymnastics. And past that level is elite gymnastics, which is basically going towards an Olympic level. So being level 10 is the highest you could go besides going towards an Olympic level of gymnastics. And, you know, to get to level 10, it's really difficult because a lot of people don't get to level 10. And it really puts a lot of time, you have to put a lot of time into the gym. You know, you're there for at least 3-4 hours a day, conditioning at all four events. And it's really difficult, but you have to love to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that you were homeschooled like in ninth grade because you were actually really trying to potentially be in the Olympics. So tell us about that year.
Okay, well, I went to a different gym to train as an elite gymnast. And that year I was homeschooled because my gym was far away and the training was 6 hours a day.
Gosh.
I was in the gym at 9 a.m. to 12, and then I would stay there and do homework from 12 to 3. And then we'd be back training at 3 to 6, and, you know, I'd go home after that. But I was there 9 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
What'd you eat during the day?
Well, I mean, I'd have breakfast, and then I'd go to the gym. And then when I was doing my schoolwork, I would eat. It wasn't like I was on some kind of strict diet or anything, but...
Did they always have this kind of stigma with gymnasts that they, you know, put weight restrictions on them and they're underfed? Mm-hmm. Was that happening, or it didn't sound like it? But was there pressures to maintain a certain weight?
It's not like they'll tell you anything. If it really does get out of hand, they will. gymnastics coaches, they honestly don't know much about eating, and they'll just think, like, not eating is great.
Right.
So basically, they don't really say much, because now it's getting less like that. It's all over the world, like even in the other countries. But if your weight does get out of hand, they let you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Arielle, Colette told me that you have 7 ankle injuries. How does that affect your training?
Oh, it affected it a lot. Actually, 5 weeks ago, I sprained my ankle. So that was 4 weeks before the Atlantic States. And I didn't know what to do. I thought I wasn't going to be able to compete. And actually, it was at my regional championships for gymnastics, and I couldn't make nationals because of it. I finished out the meet, but, you know, my ankle was just really horrible.
And how is it now, prepping for junior nationals?
I have tendonitis in one ankle, and I actually didn't hurt that one. I hurt the other ankle. Uh-huh. So basically, that ankle was just a sprain. It was bad for about 2 or 3 weeks, and now it's pretty much okay. I'm used to getting these injuries, and pain for me is like, I'm used to it.
You know, my one of my best friends, Amanda Dunbar, is a bodybuilder, but she was like a level 9 gymnast.
Right.
She ended her career because she had totally reconstructive surgery on her ankle. It was the ankle, man. She had some very rare surgery where they actually took part of the patella. I'm going to mess this up, so I don't even want to go into details. But and they had to remove part of something in the knee joint and transplant it into the ankle joint. She had a very experimental surgery that actually turned out well. But it's the damn ankles. The damn ankles.
Yeah. You know, I had another injury too when I was younger. It's like actually a freak accident. It had nothing to do with gymnastics. We were doing some drills, and I don't know if you know what a tumble check is, but basically it's like a very mild trampoline, and you could tumble down it. It's like a narrow strip. And we were doing some drills, and I went to go fix some mat at the end of the tumble track, and my coach left a corner of it open, and the whole thing is metal. And I slipped, and I gouged out the bottom of my knee.
It was down
to my bone. I couldn't believe it. I looked on the side. I landed with my knee bent. I saw like half my leg was gone. I was like, what is this? I looked down, and my whole bone was exposed, and I had ended up getting about 60 stitches, and I was out of gymnastics for like 2 months.
Oh my God.
Wow.
At 16 years old, Chrissy. Gosh. Jeff, doesn't make that feel that sciatica is like nothing now.
I know.
Jeff's
She's
cured.
Tougher than you, Jeff. She's tougher.
Actually, I just turned 12 when that happened.
My gosh. You know, I heard that you were like a natural at Taekwondo, and actually your mother told me that you probably were better at Taekwondo than you were at gymnastics. So tell us about being like on the national team in Korea and almost going to Korea and all this stuff.
Okay, well, I started Taekwondo, I think, when I was 5 or 6, and I don't know if it stemmed from being strong from gymnastics I went to do Taekwondo, and it just came so easy to me. Like, I never wanted to verse the girls because I thought I was going to really kill them. So it always, like, goes against the guys. And I would basically just go into competitions and, like, win all of them.
Wow.
So I went to the Junior Olympics, I believe, 7 times and placed at every single one of them. But you know what? I really didn't have this passion for Taekwondo like I did for gymnastics.
Right.
And and when I was 8, I got a call. My coach got a call from, I guess, the national team in Korea, and they wanted me to go train there.
8 years old. Going to Korea. Wow. 8 years old. That's amazing, Arielle. It's like, I can't even imagine.
Thank you.
You've got maturity beyond your years, that's for sure.
Thanks. But obviously that didn't happen.
No.
My parents decided against it, and I really didn't want to do it.
Yeah, you'd have to really want to go to Korea. I mean, that would be something you'd have to want to do.
Right. And also, I couldn't do 2 sports. Doing so many hours in both sports, it was just, I couldn't balance both that and school.
No, I could see that. Absolutely, it's hard.
Right.
Focus. It takes focus. I mean, either gymnastics or Taekwondo. And I could see myself, if I was in your shoes, I would definitely have picked gymnastics too. It's more that performance. It's like, you know, you got to really want to do, I don't know. Yeah, it just depends upon the person.
Right. Well, I always loved gymnastics, and so that's basically definitely why I stayed with gymnastics.
Well, Arielle, you're in high school now. You're finishing up finals, and are you graduating next year?
Yeah, I'm graduating next year, 2010.
Okay, so do you have college plans yet, any scholarships for gymnastics or anything else?
I definitely do, and I definitely plan on competing in the NCAA for gymnastics, but I'm not going to really mention any colleges right now because until I sign,
yeah.
But I'll let you guys know.
Top secret. That'll be a breaking news story, Arielle. You got to let us know. You have quite the fans over here at Arts Muscle.
Oh, yes, she does.
Oh, my gosh, Arielle. I'm on the prom, not letting these crazy guys get to you, man. I'm going to be like mom over here. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, you're obviously in high school, and you know, me and Chrissy are just, we're just digressing to our earlier years, right, Chrissy? Oh, God.
It's only a few years back.
Yeah, it was just like last year, you know. But how do you manage, like, all your meals? Because I know, you know, Dave was having you on, you know, 5-6 meals a day. And how do you handle that with your teachers and your friends? And, I mean, how are they with dealing with your lifestyle?
Well, my teachers don't really know. They just think I do gymnastics because if I get into this, they'll just think I'm doing bodybuilding and, you know, all the drugs come into that. So I don't really like to talk about it with my teachers. My friends, when I say I'm doing 2 hours of cardio or eating fish and tilapia, you know, asparagus all day, they think I'm nuts. But it doesn't really bother me. I was eating 6 meals up until about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and now I'm up to 5 meals, so I would only eat 1 meal in school, and
what's a typical school day? What, 8 to like 3 or something? And how's this go in school these days?
I would get out early because I have an athlete schedule, so I would be done with school at 1.
Nice.
Right, so that helped me a lot with eating.
Definitely.
And basically I would balance my eating my meals in between gymnastics, cardio, school.
Well, now, do you have a boyfriend? Because all of our little perverts on Rx Muscle want to know.
No way. I don't have time for a boyfriend.
See, all you perverts out there? She does not have time.
You focus on achieving bigger things.
Exactly. Boys are a distraction. I'm telling you, that is the biggest distraction of your life. And that really is the truth. They'll always be there. So it's like you got to focus on number one, which is you.
Yeah, I'll have time for that later.
That's exactly right.
Your parents are like, yes, she's saying the right things right now.
Yes, exactly. Right, Chrissy?
No, my parents...
Well, Arielle, obviously, you know, you... Oh, go ahead.
No, I just said my parents trust me 100% with things like that.
They know you're too busy, man. You don't have time.
Yeah, right. You're too busy. Well, let me ask, Arielle. Obviously, you love training, you know, or else you wouldn't spend hours doing it and then following a diet and everything. But what else do you like to do for fun, then, outside training?
Well, I like to hang out with my friends and just, honestly, I like to relax when I get the chance to. I like to go on vacation and be with my family. I don't really have much time to...
Do you have, like, a favorite TV show?
I don't even get a chance to put on the TV unless it's, like, I'm going to bed.
Like, not True Blood or Entourage? Those are the only shows I watch, by the way.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, True Blood, Chrissy. It's great, eh?
That's Troy's favorite.
I know. I love that.
I'll have to try those. I'll have to check them out.
Yeah, HBO, man. It's a little adult, but, you know, you're it's not terrible. I think you can handle it. It'll be all right.
Mature.
You can handle it, Arielle. If you can handle the perverts on the message board, you're going to handle this the show. Oh, gosh.
There was nothing compared to them on the message
board. I know.
Oh,
my gosh. Swat them off like flies. So what goes into training at such a young age? I mean, you really started this, I mean, if you were 8 years old and a Taekwondo expert almost, I mean, were you just kind of like, you came out of the womb and you just started going off in the gym? I mean, was your mom a gymnast? I know your mom's, if anybody's ever seen Roxanne, her mother, hot, man. Her body is rocking. So how did this, like, I mean, talk to me. I mean, how did you get into this at such a young age?
Well, I started gymnastics when I was 3 or 4, almost 4, I think.
Wow.
Actually, my mom always wanted to do karate and gymnastics. you know, dance, and she wanted to compete bodybuilding. So when I was young, my parents were, like, always bodybuilding. They were always at the gym. So I was exposed to eating healthy and working out at a really young age. I don't even remember. I don't remember even having any kind of sweets in my house or bad food. I was always eating clean. I didn't know the difference. So I started going to bodybuilding shows at 5.
Wow.
And, you know, my first show, it was, I think, the Platinum Classic. And I just remember watching the teens, I mean, the fitness and all the bodybuilding. It was so much fun. And I was basically hooked ever since I saw that.
Wow. And then it's what you're exposed to. And I think this goes back to the many times I've been reiterating this. Certain people should not have kids or should have kids, because it's like, if you can't expose them to a good environment, then this is where environment really parlays into the development of a child. I'm just going to say that, because look at how good, I mean, this is what you saw. You saw healthy eating, working out, training, and that's kind of what you gravitated towards. So this kind of goes back to my whole thing. It's good parenting. Your parents kick ass.
Thanks, Colette.
Definitely do. And your mom should definitely compete, man. I've had enough. I'm going to have to, like, start text messenger like a freak. She's got such a killer body. Why
I know,
not,
she definitely should compete.
She should. Living the dream, man. The mother-daughter thing. I love it.
I know, she should.
Well, yep.
Arielle, you just won the Atlantic States Fitness title, and now you're getting ready to compete at Junior Nationals, possibly earning a pro card. Can you someday see yourself winning the Fitness Olympia?
You know what? That would be like a dream come true. I can only imagine, like, I can only dream that. I can never actually imagine that happening. I mean, that's just, like, incredible. I have such respect for all the women that have done it, and actually I have respect for all the pro fitness girls and everybody, because, you know, it really takes a lot of time and effort.
Who's your favorite? That's a good question. Is there one person that you would kind of think, wow, this is somebody that I really kind of admire in terms of what they can do on the stage, on the fitness stage?
I'd have to say Jen Hendershot.
I know, she's so good.
She's so entertaining. I just love watching her routines. And you never bored watching her.
Nope. Yeah.
And her body is great too, so.
Yeah, I mean, she is, I was going to say her too. She's just so, I mean, you have a little bit of that. You know, I see, I mean, your technique and skill level, Jeff can even attest to this. Jeff, how good is this? It's unbelievable.
It's a 10.
Your skill level is right there. And then you're bringing in your personality a lot, Ariel. And that's what Hendershot is a master at, is that personality that comes through. And I don't know, man, 16, the sky is the limit for you.
Thank you.
Me and Chrissy will just sit back. We'll put our feet up, cross the ankles, and we'll just wait. Because I don't know, man. I have good high hopes for you at Junior Nationals, and then the rest is going to be something that the book will be written. You're going to write it.
It's going to happen. Keep me posted on the weekend.
And I only like Hollywood endings. So. Well,
thank you,
Ariel. I'm so glad that you took the time for us, and we are looking forward to, you know, I'm going to pester you on this because we want to do a training video, and I know you're going to wait. I just got an email from your mom, so we'll wait until after the Junior Nationals, and we'll fire up a training video, because I know people, you know, we have a lot of young people gravitating towards bodybuilding, and how do you train? I mean, how do you do it? People want to see what you're all about, so that'll be a lot of fun.
All right, that sounds fun.
All right, well,
best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, man, Ariel, kick ass.
Thank you.
Well, Chrissy, I loved our 16-year-olds. They were amazing.
They are.
They're so cute. I mean, I don't know. I love the focus, and I think that's so good to see, because everyone's so down on today's youth. And thanks to weight training, I don't know. See, there's hope. So all those that don't think. Yeah, the focus. So I would like to thank our guests. We had Melody Mello and Ariel Kadir on our show today. And again, great, great guests. And remember, Muscle Girls Inc., it's not just a radio show.
It is who we are.
Muscle Girls Inc. is an RxMuscle.com presentation. Listen to Colette Nelson and Chrissy Chin every week at the same time. Be sure to download this and all of our radio shows at our website, RxMuscle.com. This has been Muscle Girls Inc.